Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Josh Swanson with the Vogel Law Firm.
Josh Swanson at Vogel Law Firm.
Joining Mr. Swanson today to talk a little bit about a bill that was just signed, SB 2134, and it involves mineral rights. You know, of course, we've got a oil and gas program. We also have the Mondak Oil Field Review, coffee and capitalism. So it really fits all of our programming on the Crude Life Media Network. And this is going to impact both mineral owners and the state of North Dakota financially. And Mr. Josh Swanson, talk to me a little bit about your involvement with this bill.
Sure. Well, first of all, Jason, thanks for having me on to visit about SB 2134. My involvement in it goes back 3 or 4 years now, when several groups of clients approached us and they had found out that without any sort of notice that the land board had decided to claim minerals that these families had been leasing for about 50 or 60 years to private companies. And the land board decided that the state now owned them, which was a reversal of about, you know, 40, 50 years of policy by the state, where they recognized the high water mark as the historical Missouri River Channel as it existed before Garrison Dam and Lake Sakakawea. So when we found out about it and became involved, you know, eventually we were forced to file a lawsuit on behalf of our clients asserting ownership to those minerals. And the culmination of that, or part of that anyway, we've been working with the legislature to get some form of legislation passed recognizing that the folks like my clients who own the minerals, you know, going back to post-World War One, for example, for one client group, they'd own those minerals, they had farmed them, very productive farmland near Williston. Then the United States came in, and as everybody knows, the United States acquired hundreds of thousands of acres of property that would be flooded as a result of Garrison Dam and Lake Sakakawea. So in about 1957, 1958, my clients were forced to sell their property to the United States because it would be flooded by the reservoir. But in the deed, you know, my clients reserved the minerals subject only to the ability of the United States to flood that. And quite obviously, you know, North Dakota did not own that property. They were a stranger to title, and for 50 or 60 years, like I said, my clients leased it. And now the legislature is codifying that and putting it into law, saying that those private owners who reserve the minerals as a result of their property being flooded by Sakakawea and Garrison Dam are the rightful owners, and the state doesn't have any claim to those minerals.
Let me see if I heard this right. So you represent people who owned minerals, landowners, and they just all of a sudden got a notice one day that they no longer own the minerals because the North Dakota Land Department decided to take them?
Yeah, that's as hard as that is to believe. You would think in 2017, for the state to do something like that, they'd provide some sort of notice and opportunity for hearing. But as we told the legislature, it was just a massive taking done under the cloak of darkness, and the land board didn't even provide notice to these individuals like my clients. They just went ahead and put it in their database for private leasing. My clients just happened to find out about it because they were, for whatever reason, were looking at the state's mineral database, saw their acres, and they contacted the AG's office and the land board and said, hey, look, you guys must have made some sort of mistake. These are our minerals. You know, we reserved them when the Corps of Engineers acquired our property for the dam. We've been leasing them for 50 or 60 years, and now we're at where we're at. So yeah, that's exactly what had happened, and now the legislature is doing the right thing, fortunately, in recognizing that my clients and many other individuals own those minerals.
Excuse my naivete here, but what would that fall under? I know when they seize somebody's land, it's eminent domain. It just, to me, all I can think of, it's an eminent domain of minerals just because the state wants them.
Yeah, and really, it's unprecedented. You know, our firm, myself, and several other lawyers have spent, you know, thousands of hours on this because it really is a case of not only such significance, but it's so bizarre and so unusual that the state would do something like this. And normally, when there is a taking, you know, the government can take private property, But when they do so, they have to, you know, provide just compensation for that and pay the value of what the property is worth. And on top of that, they have to provide notice and hearing. And, you know, if you go back to when the United States acquired the property, that's exactly what the U.S. did and what the Army Corps of Engineers did. They engaged in condemnation of some property, or they approached the landowners like my clients and those folks who had property that would be eventually flooded by Sakakawea had one of two options.
To listen to the full-length interview with Josh Swanson from Vogel Law Firm, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Come falling down on me every time I roll back to town. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Picture on my cell phone of the wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spiess. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.